Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. My guest today, Darren Johnson. Welcome, Darren.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris.
Darren Johnson, you're the most fit guy I've had in this studio so far.
Well, okay, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
thank
before you.
You
go, I'm going to have you arm wrestle Craig in the other room. I think he might take you.
I'm pretty competitive. I don't know. I'll figure out a way to beat him. There's always a way, right?
Darren, a lot of people know you around town. You've lived here since you were a kid, born here.
Yeah, I was born in Alton. I grew up in Jersey County. Grew up on a farm. Just went to high school here. Played baseball, wrestled. Grew up here, not too far away, out in the counties, I still work here. And my wife and I live in O'Fallon, Illinois currently, and I have two businesses, one here at the Wellness Center and then one over in Shiloh, Illinois too.
Okay, and you are an individual trainer. You train people.
Correct. I basically just do one-on-one sessions, so I train people individually. I help them as far as with their programming, their goal setting, nutrition, how to structure their workouts. Basically, I'm like a teacher. Think about wanting to know how to exercise and not having a plan of action how to do it, or I've exercised for years, I'm getting older now, my body's changing, here's where I'm at, here's where I want to be, mm-hmm. How do I get there? And I'm the guy that comes in and says, here's what we need to do and why, after I do a proper assessment, and then I teach people how to structure their programming, how to achieve their goals, how to teach them how to do specific movements, how to use their body, basically.
Yeah, Darren, now, what's your experience on this as far as education? Where'd you get educated to do this?
Learned
it on your own, or did you go to
my undergrad degree is from SIUE. I have a master's in community health education, and I minored in psychology, and I have a master's degree in exercise physiology.
I can see both of those working well together, psychology and fitness.
Well, it's funny you mention that, Chris, because a lot of it is basically getting someone the confidence and the motivation and teaching them their own what motivation comes from within, but building their confidence they can do something, and you do that, the best thing I can ever do and give back to anybody.
Do you know Jordan Steckel, the Iron Man? He runs the Iron Races.
I think he works out. I know who he is.
He's one of the many Steckels. He works out at Steckel Produce. Young guy, early 30s, you know, and that's what I ask him. He's getting to run. He's getting ready to run another Ironman contest. He's doing half of one here in a couple of weeks, and then he's training for one in Florida. And I said, "Man, how do you do that?" You know. And he goes, "Once you get started, you know, then it's no problem. You just keep going." And I go, "What do you like about it?" And he goes, "I don't know." He goes, "I like it. You know, once you start going, you know, you might hate to do it, but once you get going, you just like doing it."
And I think it's that, and that's probably that sense of accomplishment. You know, I think we all have goals and things we want to accomplish. And when we do accomplish things in life, it makes us feel good, like our lives are meaningful. And exercise is no different. I mean, for me, I really got into exercise when I was a kid. You know, I mentioned I grew up in the country. I was outside all the time. I was throwing footballs around. You know, I played baseball. My dad and I, that was our biggest bond we had. He would catch me, he would throw to me, I'd hit, and I was always active. When I got into college, I played baseball at Lewis and Clark out of high school. And when I was done with the 2 years, I pretty much didn't want to play college ball anymore. And what got me really into learning how to exercise and how to lift weights and learn more about my body, it was Christmas time. You know, I was 20 years old. My aunt and I were looking through old photo albums. And there's a picture of this guy, black and white photo of this guy, shirt off, standing next to his horse. I mean, he was just chiseled. Cut. And I was like,
I got a question to ask you, though, before you go. We'll come back just for a second. But did you, whenever you were in high school, were you a lifter?
Oh, no.
You weren't? And in college, you weren't a lifter either?
Not the first 2 years. I graduated high school, I was 140 pounds, 6'2", 140 pounds. I was a beanpole. Anyone who grew up with me and went to school with me is probably shaking their head, yes. Now, I was a tall drink of water.
how much are you weighing now?
We're about 220 right now.
Okay. So you saw this guy all chiseled standing next to this horse.
And I asked my Aunt Pat, "Who's this?" And she laughed. She goes, "That's your dad."
Whoa.
And I was like, "Seriously?" You know, I remember my dad was 33 when I was born. So this is, you know, I was, 20 at the time. So he's in his early 50s. And I was like, Hey, seriously? And she goes, oh yeah. She goes, when he was, you know, your age, he was fit. He was working on the farm and he was lifting weights. He was doing calisthenics all the time. And so I saw that picture and it's like, if that's my genetic gene pool here, why can't I, you know, start to look like that? And that's what really got me motivated and starting to lift weights. And then when I transferred over to SIUE, I really started to just take off with it. And I started, you know, my health education programming taught me a lot about nutrition as far as how to take care of the body. And then I started to really just learn more on my own. And once I got out of undergrad school, I moved to San Diego and I ended up working at a behavioral hospital out there. And then I started working out with some guys that I worked with a little bit at the 24-Hour Fitness Club, pretty close to where I lived. And then that's when I really started to really take off from that point and started wanting to learn more. And I decided I wanted to change my profession and I decided to move back to Illinois and enroll in grad school. And I wanted to become some type of do something more with health education and do something more with the fitness side of it too. So originally when I was getting my master's degree, I wanted to do cardiac rehab. That was the goal I had. My dad had had a heart attack. He had a stent put in. So it became kind of personal and kind of learning more about, you know, wanting to do something from a physical standpoint to teach people and educate them, but also something to kind of give back and help people, you know, improve their lives. Once I got into grad school, I decided to become a personal trainer. So I, you know, got my certification with the American College of Sports Medicine, figured I will do this while I'm finishing my grad degree. And once I got into, I started working for Gold's Gym in March of 07, I fell in love with it. The thing with doing cardiac rehab is you see people, you kind of get them in, you see them for 4 or 5 days, and then you move on. And so you don't really build any relationships.
Okay.
Well, if my clients, I was starting to develop with Gold's, I had these clients for, you know, say year or 2 years at the time I graduated, got the chance to really know them. And not just see them, here's what you need to do and move them on, but to really progress them and keep teaching and keep learning. And I just fell in love with it. And I realized from that point on, like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my career. I really rather just train people and work with them and then go from there.
And you're in the perfect position to stay fit yourself.
Right. If you're in a gym all day. Yeah. I mean, most of my workouts, I've gotten the habit of, you know, lunchtime is my body knows it's the time where I feel my best, where I can work out. So
did you ever do any, I know, do you consider what you have done bodybuilding?
No.
Are you a bodybuilder?
No, but my wife is though. My wife competes. She's actually got a couple of shows coming up later this year and she's going to go for a pro card for a show in November. And that's a completely different animal than what I do.
It is? Okay.
Yes. So bodybuilding, it's more about getting your body sculpted.
Yeah.
What I like to do is I like to do more functional training. I like, and functional meaning think everyday movements, thinking, being able to, how do I use my feet better, my mobility, my ankles, you know, use my feet, my ankles, my knees, my hips, my shoulders, my back. How can I turn, twist better? How can I make my daily activities a lot smoother?
Okay. Have you ever trained, or is this part of your customers, you train any athletes, any young athletes, like in football or basketball or wrestling or anything like that?
I do actually. So there's two groups that I, at this point in my career, being almost 20 years in, I enjoy the most. Adolescents are in sports and elderly people, two completely different opposites.
Where's Brenda at? Cause I know
she's definitely not elderly. Your wife is in the athlete category for sure. That's
oh,
for sure.
Oh, she is?
She definitely is.
Oh, yeah. She'll like
She works hard. Yeah, she does. She has a great job and she loves to learn and loves when I explain things. She really, I can tell she really listens and then just, okay. And then kind of thinks about it. Okay, it makes sense. But
so
both age groups listen. That's a big part of it. And they want to be there and the motivation's high because they have a reason. They want to become a better athlete. They want to learn at a specific age. It's great because you're getting them before they have a clean slate pretty much. It's a good way to teach. There's not too many bad habits typically. And it's a great way to explain the what's and whys as far as what you want to do to become a better athlete. It's not just about strength training or weightlifting. It's about using your entire body, understanding where your body is and how can you get to move more efficiently in your sport. And that's a lot of fun.
What would you say the percentage of being flexible is in your training?
I'd say probably at least 30%, probably 20 to 30%, maybe even higher. Depends on the client. That's a good question. But we all need to work on our flexibility and mobility for sure to move better.
Now, you were talking about rehabbing cardiac patients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you rehab cardiac, is it more about you know, like running, jogging, or what? is it, what's how do you rebuild a cardiac person?
Okay. So cardiac rehab, it's a completely different program. So if you think fitness wise, think like a big umbrella. You got tons of categories. You mentioned bodybuilding, you mentioned cardiac rehab, and I talked about functional training. They all kind of go under the same umbrella a little bit,
and
right?
Then losing weight.
Losing weight. Yeah. Weight loss. One. That's another one goes in the umbrella.
What's another one?
Basically just mobility work, you know, mobility, flexibility, cardio training, core training, you know, just basically want to do different types of strength training, body weight versus weights training, you know, competition training for a sport.
I hear a lot about core training,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's probably high up on the requests to try to get their core. People want to get their core.
Everybody should get their core stronger. Think an elderly person, the stronger the core, the better the balance will become. Think an athlete, the stronger the core. Think like a baseball pitcher, they'd have a stronger core. They'd be able to get more extension of the back here and be able to turn more and be able to drive and pivot more, throw harder, for example, or hitter to be able to cock back and have a stronger core, that inside pitch to be able to pull their hands in and just rope the ball down the line.
So
we all need core training essentially.
How about some misconceptions about training, about health, about training, athletic training? What are some misconceptions?
Lifting weights will make you a better athlete. That's a big one. Not true. First thing any athlete should develop.
It's not.
The bigger you are doesn't mean the better athlete you're going to be. That's a lie. I see that that's a total failure, because if you don't have good footwork, if you don't know how to use your body and have good quickness, you're not going to become a better athlete. You're just going to become bigger, bulkier, and you're going to probably move around like Frankenstein a lot of times if you're trying to move around.
And I have witnessed that, you know,
in my lifetime
when I was younger, you see some in college and in, especially in college, where you see some guys like, whoa, this guy's built, you know, but he couldn't play.
Yeah, he couldn't move laterally, couldn't probably take a step back.
Then they get whipped up on by people that are, you know, not near as muscular.
Size, right, because they can just move around them real quickly mm-hmm. and juke around them. But that's one misconception of athletes is you gotta be big to be a good athlete. That's not true at all. It's all about footwork and be able to move your body, but understand how to control your body, the acceleration versus deceleration.
But in bodybuilding, it's about being big, right?
No. Bodybuilding, I've learned this from my wife. It's all about posing. Everyone on the stage looks the same almost. There's not much difference. It all comes down to how well you can turn, twist, hold your body and your routine for your posing. I'll use one of my wife's clients as an example. We went to Chattanooga, Tennessee recently, and her client, Josh, he was very lean. He looked very good, but everyone around him on stage was just bigger than him. He finished second place in two of his three categories. He beat out four other people that were bigger and more muscular than him because he could outpose them.
I'll be darned.
I've learned a lot. Talk about misconceptions. I've learned a lot about bodybuilding just watching my wife compete in the last couple of years now. I mean, it's just, I've really learned a lot just as far as the mental toughness and...
Well, how'd you two meet? Where'd you meet? In the gym?
No, you would think that, actually. So my wife is a certified personal trainer as well and a Pilates instructor. We actually met on Match.com over 7 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, you have a lot in common, don't you?
We do, actually. Yes, we do. We definitely cook our meals together. We eat our meals together. We work out together. It's a lot of fun. We have a wonderful marriage now, and we always have. We've been married a little bit less than a year, come up on a year, and we do everything together, and we really support each other, and it's great. I can imagine my life without her.
Cool. That's good. Now, you got any success stories out there? You know, as far as like maybe some people around here you've taken under your wing and trained them.
I have. Let's see. So around here I have. I can think of one athlete now. He's on his own. He's in college right now. Saw him for baseball, for example. Throw low 60s, mid 60s to the time he's a freshman. He was throwing probably about close to 90 by the time he graduated high school. Mm-hmm. Saw him grow up basically from being about my size when I graduated to being. Turned into a nice young man as we progressed and went on, and it was fun watching him throughout his high school career really just each year just develop, but just how he became more and more confident and really, and just watching when I'd be training people, he'd come in and work out on his own at the wellness center, and he listened to everything perfectly. I mean, as far as tempo, control, how to use his body, where his foot positioning should be, how to breathe, you know, that's another misconception.
So you were teaching him not only body training, but you were teaching him how to pitch as well?
I wasn't teaching him how to pitch, no. But I was teaching him how to use his body, save, like doing functional movements to typical barbell, dumbbell lifting, to how to basically how to just
to help
how
to circuit, pitching.
Yeah, how to do all of it. Yeah, different movements as far as how to work on his feet, get his ankles stronger, how to get his hands. See, I'm doing hand movements, doing mobility work for his shoulder. It was great because it's like you see somebody not knowing any of this information, and then being able to imply that and teach that to somebody and see them take it and develop it, and especially over like 4 years, and then see them really progress and get better and better.
Well, how about somebody? Right. How about somebody that's 6 foot tall?
Okay,
a male, 6 foot tall, and they're 60 pounds overweight. Okay. You know, over maybe 70 pounds. I mean, they're way overweight. They got a great big belly. What do they do? What's the first thing you recommend?
Evaluate their nutrition. Food's everything. What you put in your body is everything, especially for weight loss. Your weight loss success is going to be about two things: consistency and the types of foods you're eating. Those are going to be the two big things you have to look at. Consistency is timing of your meals throughout each day.
Yeah.
And then what types of foods you're putting in your body, and your portions would be the next thing to go through. And I've seen it all the time. I've seen people.
What have you seen the most? What do you see the most success in as far as that? And I know you're not a nutritionist, but what have you seen that really works for people in that shape, in that condition?
Water consumption. Drinking plenty of water. Well, people think they drink enough water. They usually don't. You're dehydrated a lot of times. There you go. Yep. Grab your water. And I think thinking that carbohydrates are terrible for you, it's not true. Carbohydrates are the main fuel source for the body. It's how our bodies, you know, basically move and how we function. If we don't have a good carbohydrate sources, we won't be able to move efficiently. We'll be tired a lot of times. You have to have that to keep that machine moving, that metabolism moving.
Give me, for the listeners, give me a few examples of common carbohydrates.
Ones that are good for you. Oatmeal is a great one. Fruits are a great one. And say like a quinoa or like a brown rice would be another good one.
Mm-hmm. Water. How much water should I be drinking? Or what you say a person should be drinking if they're wanting
look
to lose
you,
a bunch
of
weight?
Look at you, your size. I'd say you probably need to be drinking probably between 1 to 1.5 gallons per day. You've got to stay constantly hydrated.
Yeah.
Like myself, I weigh 220 pounds. I probably drink about 2 gallons of water a day. Okay. Like if I don't drink water, I could tell I get tired. If I'm, you know, I haven't drank enough, I start to get sluggish. Once I start drinking water, energy level goes right up.
Okay, we're going to see if you could possibly, you know, work the circus on guessing people's weight. How much do I weigh?
Well, Chris, since last time I saw you, you look like you have leaned out quite a bit, actually. So maybe this job is, this radio station job has really been good for you. Chris, you got big bone structure. I'm going to say, and I know you're taller, I'm going to say probably you're about 230.
250.
250? Oh, there you go.
But
you
know,
you have a lot of muscle. So there you go. Well, muscle weighs more than fat does.
I was at one point like 285. So I have dropped some weight.
Yeah, I can definitely tell when I walked in and saw you. But yeah, you look like you weigh about 230.
Well, so your philosophy, your main general philosophy on getting in shape. Give me the ABCs.
Okay, first thing is have a plan. Knowing exactly before you go into a facility or go outside or going to exercise, what do you want to accomplish with each workout? By having a plan of action, you're going to be most likely more successful. So a lot of times people will just go to the gym, say, I want to work my chest today, and they don't know what they're going to do for their chest. And they walk around, move around, they're wasting time. Always have a plan of action. Know what your goals are for that day, what you want to accomplish. Go in it with a positive mindset. That's another thing, you know, be excited about your workouts instead of dreading them. Mm-hmm. If you're excited to do something, the odds of you being successful are go up tremendously, and work hard and also then reevaluate. I'm very big. I journal my own workouts when I do them. At the end, I'll go through, write everything down I did, weights, reps. At the end, I just fill in a little journal and I write how I felt, how I did, what I liked about my workout, and what one thing I would possibly look at possibly doing differently next time. Or if it's something I really did great with and felt very positive about, I'll just keep writing, and then I'll go back and then review that type of workout and for a future one and say, okay, I'm going to do this one again, but let's try to do this and this instead. Because I think it's very important also, too, to mix up your routines consistently, too, because that's going to allow for you to not get stale and not get bored with your workouts, but also it allows for you to shock your body in a sense, too. That way your body is always kind of guessing what you're doing, and therefore you're never plateauing as consistently as you would if you just do the same thing, same weight, same repetitions over and over and over. Mm-hmm. It could be a simple thing like maybe if I start off at doing barbell squats at the beginning, do them at the end of a workout, or do them in the middle. Maybe I want to do less weight, higher repetitions, or maybe I wanted to work on doing more mobility work, doing more body weight movements to kind of just work on lengthening, holding specific movements to work on lengthening my joints and just to get my stabilization muscles to contract more and to work more harder. and then going to doing like my major muscles, like my weight training and things in between that.
What kind of a timeline are we talking about on what a person needs to work out time-wise? I know you're drinking water, eating right foods. How much time should you spend working out? Should it be every day, every other day? What do you think?
That's a great, you know, Chris, that's a great question, actually. I tell people, if you can get it in within an hour's time, that's good. Don't go more than probably about 90 minutes. If you're going more than 90 minutes and you're just the average person just trying to want to get in shape and move better and get stronger, then I'd say probably about 60 minutes you should be able to get in and get out right around an hour, hour and 15 minutes, maybe pushing it depending on what your goals are and what you're trying to accomplish.
I know this guy, and he's got his own weight area in his garage, right? And and he's got all he's got it all set up, and he's repetitious. Why? I don't know, because he just keeps doing the same things over and over because that's
it
the
worked
way
back in, it worked back in the day, right? If it worked back in that day, it's going to work now. That's kind of it's kind of true. Okay.
Well, I don't know, but I suppose you say the shock. You know, explain that a little bit. The muscle shock. How's that work?
So basically, that would entail if I every Monday did my chest and I did say barbell chest, then I went to dumbbells, and then I did push-ups. Those are the three things I did every Monday, and said that for like a year straight.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to change things up by a couple ways, either adding more weight or doing more repetitions. And your body's still going to be able to adapt, and it's going to hit adaptation, and therefore your body's not going to probably grow or not get the most benefit out of it. So that person should probably do is maybe do a chest and back day together, or start doing a full upper body day, the next day do a leg day, or maybe, you know, just do some plyometric movements with their legs in between sets to kind of keep their heart rate elevated if they want to burn fat tissue off. Think like squat to jump or something, or doing jumping jacks in between, or step ups, you know, doesn't have to be very strenuous. It's just enough to keep that heart rate elevated. Something a little bit different the body's not used to will allow for that to keep that fat burning zone going, your heart rate up between that 120 to 140 beats per minute, and keep yourself in a good fat burning zone to work on leaning out. I like to stretch a lot between my sets. I take a lot of pride, you know, in being, you know, in my mid 40s now and still being able to squat, you know, my butt to the ground and be able to pull my shoulders back and be able to reach, you know, reach towards something. I usually stretch or do some type of mobility work between sets when I do. And I'll just randomly pick things. Okay, here's what I want to kind of work on today with this. I'm going to mix this in and mix this in. Then I'll go in and then have my plan of action, implement my workouts. And that's why I teach my clients a lot to do too, is don't just get in the habit of doing the same things over and over that you're good at. Work also on the things you need to improve on too. And that's one thing I take a lot of pride in doing, and is communicate with my clients. Well, here's where you're at today. Here's what we need to try to work on for the next week or two to get this to become better. And then therefore, when you implement that, they come back to you. You know, you see in the next week, this is feeling better, or this is moving a lot better. Okay, let's take a look and let me see if this is moving better. And then now let's try to progress and move this in and then take this out.
Well, we're running just about out of time. Okay. And it's been very informative. Glad to have you today. But tell me, how can people get a hold of you? Do you have any space open? I mean, could you take on a few more clients?
Yeah, I can definitely. I'm at the Wellness Center here in Jerseyville. You can come out there. I have cards out there. You know, I'm also, if anybody knows anyone, like say the Fallon Shiloh area, I'm at Anytime Fitness in Shiloh, but yeah, just call the Wellness Center. My information's right up there. They can pass along my email address and phone number. And then
okay, Darren Johnson.
Darren Johnson. Yep. And my business name is Daring You to Be Better.
Daring You to Be Better. Yep.
D-A-R-O-N. Yep. Daring You to Be Better.
All right. Well, Darren, so if they wanted to contact you, they could go call the Wellness Center.
Reach out to the Wellness Center, and they'll pass all my information, and it's right out there.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Hey,
and
thank you.
We'll see you around.
All right. Thanks, Chris.